We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Charlie Kirk said he's
education and combat skills.
They're giving them actual training in grenade throwing. And in one case, we know they're involved in the manufacture of drones.
Nathaniel Raymond is the director of the Humanitarian Research Lab.
They are in a training pipeline that has tactical scenarios and curricula that lead only to one conclusion. They're not taking them to paratrooper jump school to make them mall cops.
Investigators used open-source evidence and high-resolution satellite images to locate the camps. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas hospitals will be able to draw down more federal funding to cover expenses from treating patients enrolled in Medicaid, Noah Taborda reports.
Last year, the Kansas legislature approved an increase to the state provider tax from 3% to 6% at 39 hospitals. This week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved that hike. The change could generate around $1 billion annually for these hospitals, according to Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran's office. Cindy Samuelson is with the Kansas Hospital Association.
Those additional dollars would then support hospitals and providers that take care of Medicaid patients.
While the One Big Beautiful Bill Act capped the tax at 3.5% for Medicaid expansion states, Kansas and other non-expansion states are not subject to the cap. That's key, as many rural Kansas hospitals face closure and others are operating in the red. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Lawrence City Commission has approved a new budget that includes a small bump in the property tax rate. The budget approved last night also includes new fees for residents who use the city's rec centers, as well as money to hire one full-time firefighter and two more police officers. The Lawrence Times reports the budget passed by a vote of 4-1. An 82-year-old woman was hospitalized after her vehicle hit a train in Osage County, and she then went missing for several hours. KSNT reports the Osage County Sheriff received a 911 call Monday morning saying a train and vehicle had collided. Police found the car, but no driver. Deputies and volunteers searched an area of about 2 or 3 miles and found the woman in a heavily wooded area near the tracks. She was transported to a Topeka hospital for treatment, listed in stable condition. Her identity has not been released. Attendance at this year's Kansas State Fair was down. KAKE reports that just over 300,000 people attended the 2025 fair in Hutchinson. That's down from almost 329,000 last year and 330,000 in 2023. Fair organizers say rainy weather may be the culprit. Heavy rains created parking issues around the fairgrounds. Kansas State University is removing the word diversity from its mission statement. The Lawrence Journal World reports that K-State officials will ask the Board of Regents to modify the university's mission statement at their meeting today. The current mission statement was adopted in 2008. It reads, "The university embraces diversity." The proposed change would remove the word diversity so that the mission statement reads, "The university embraces all." Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. High temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 65 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 65. Topeka, partly cloudy, 66. Manhattan's mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts to
weekends have largely been purged from departments. Surveys show many departments now don't have a single Republican left. And the result is that there's a type of captive audience for students who are middle to right, where they find themselves in these proselytizing classrooms. And the listing was supposed to identify those professors to avoid. It was basically started by students, and these existed in different forms, saying, look, this is one you want to stay away from. And, you know, the students actually valued it. Now, you can call that a cancel campaign, or you can call that simply information forcing lists to allow these students to know what they're getting into.
Understood. I want to ask about one other thing, though, yeah. If I can, just as we're looking at this. The administration has talked of broadly targeting liberal groups. What do you make, in about 20 seconds, of the idea of the government targeting liberal groups because the suspect in Charlie Kirk's killing has made statements that suggest he is sympathetic with ideas on the left?
Well, that's a very dangerous line. I was critical when the Biden administration went down this road with conservative groups that using ideology as a threshold for investigations is dangerous. I testified on that in Congress during the Biden administration. That hasn't changed. If you flip it, using ideology is dangerous as the starting of an investigation.
Jonathan Turley is at George Washington University and author of The Indispensable Right, Free Speech in an Age of Rage. Pleasure talking with you again, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Still ahead, China already manufactures about one-third of everything made in the world. And Chinese businesses are increasingly setting up shop in other countries.
The new front is in Thailand, Indonesia, Mongolia, Malaysia. Then there's Middle East.
More on this expansion of China's industrial power far beyond its borders in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, but there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after noon. High temperatures today around 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy overnight, lows around 65. Tomorrow, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. In any event, it looks like we will be getting some precipitation over the next day or two. In Lawrence right now, though, still mostly clear, 65 degrees, Topeka partly cloudy and 66.
I'm Sean Lay on today's BBC News Hour. Trumpets for Trump from the British King. But why is the president hidden from view? The meaning of memes in the killing of Charlie Kirk and the theatre of Pablo Picasso.
BBC News Hour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from the
production of Waiting for Godot at the Hudson Theater on Broadway. You have until January 4th to catch them. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
This is NPR News.
President Trump promised to bring monumental change to Washington, but some worry that he's upending entire systems meant to check presidential power to do it.
Our country is built on a separation of powers, a balance of powers.
I'm Elsa Chang. How Trump's campaign of change is disrupting systems meant to check executive power. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. That's music to wake you up. Mostly sunny today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible, mainly afternoon. High temperatures near 88 degrees. More details coming up after the news. It's 6:30.
The American people The bill includes an additional $30 million to boost security for members of Congress in the aftermath of Kirk's slaying. As President Trump makes his second state visit to the UK, a number of business deals have been announced by U.S. and British officials. NPR's Lauren Freyer is in Windsor.
The biggest of the deals so far is with Microsoft, which says it's investing $30 billion in Britain's AI sector. Google has also announced $6.8 billion for a new data center in this country. Executives from those two companies, plus OpenAI and chipmaker NVIDIA, have joined President Trump for part of this state visit.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansans could see their health insurance costs skyrocket, and some could lose coverage if Congress does not renew a tax credit that expires at the end of the year. More than 22 million Americans rely on the health care tax credit to afford health insurance. 9 in 10 Affordable Care Act enrollees in Kansas took advantage of the credit to lower insurance premiums. Catherine Hempstead is with the health nonprofit, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says monthly out-of-pocket health insurance costs could spike for those using the public marketplace if the credit is not renewed.
Many will decide that they can't afford to renew their coverage, and then the market is going to become sort of increasingly expensive for the people that stay in it.
Hempstead says Congress could still choose to extend the credit, otherwise costs will begin to rise in January. The Trump administration says it will send an extra $1 billion to Kansas to help fund rural hospitals. That money will come from an increase in Medicaid reimbursements. According to the Kansas Hospital Association, nearly one-third of all births in Kansas and nearly two-thirds of all nursing home residents are funded through Medicaid. Legends, the outlet mall in Kansas City, Kansas, has been sold. The price tag, not a discount, $130 million. The buyer is Tanger Incorporated, a national operator of outlet and open-air shopping centers. The company announced the acquisition yesterday. KMBC reports Legends Outlets will now be renamed Tanger Kansas City at Legends. It is the only outlet mall in Kansas. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a $3.1 million fine against Boeing for numerous safety violations. The FAA says that includes hundreds of violations at Wichita's Spirit AeroSystem, one of Boeing's chief suppliers. The infractions occurred between September 2023 and February 2024. Boeing has 30 days to respond to the proposed fine. Royals got beat by the Mariners at the K last night, 12-5. Game two of that series tonight, 6:40. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this.
I would be. If I were an American official, I would be very alert on the development.
Dan Wong is with the Eurasia Group. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up on Morning Edition, 2 weeks before a potential government shutdown, House Republicans unveiled legislation to fund the government through November 21st. Included in that proposal, $30 million for additional security for members of Congress. We'll hear more about that proposal in 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Good chance we'll see some rain over the next day or so. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Highs today near 88. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy overnight, with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, tomorrow will be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 65 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 66. Atchison's mostly clear and 66 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, two Baroque selections that feature the oboe, two new recordings of Maurice Ravel, too, this morning. One we just got yesterday from Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic. The other one we recorded this summer at the Sunflower Music Festival. Great music from 9 till noon on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Coming up in the weather, mostly sunny skies, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 12 noon. Highs today near 88 degrees. Tonight there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Sneaky to peek ahead to the weekend. Saturday, 30% chance of showers, high near 82. Sunday, 30% chance of showers, high near 83. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 65 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26th, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR in the KPR newsroom at 7 o'clock.
Facing political violence.
The $30 million is included in a stopgap bill to fund the government that GOP leaders hope to approve later this week to avoid a government shutdown. There are existing programs for security for members, including one that piloted in July that increases members' security funds from $150 a month to $5,000 a month, but that is expiring at the end of September. The U.S. Capitol Police told NPR its agents are on track to work through roughly 14,000 threat assessment cases by the end of the year, a significant uptick from years past. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Threats at the U.S. Capitol this year are up nearly 50% from last year. They've been rising since 2016, when fewer than 1,000 threats were assessed. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas hospitals will be able to get more federal money to cover expenses from treating patients enrolled in Medicaid. Noah Taborda has that story.
Last year, the Kansas legislature approved an increase to the state provider tax from 3% to 6% at 39 hospitals. This week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved that hike. The change could generate around $1 billion annually for these hospitals, according to Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran's office. Cindy Samuelson is with the Kansas Hospital Association.
Those additional dollars would then support hospitals and providers that take care of Medicaid patients.
While the One Big Beautiful Bill Act capped the tax at 3.5% for Medicaid expansion states, Kansas and other non-expansion states are not subject to the cap. That's key, as many rural Kansas hospitals face closure and others are operating in the red. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Lawrence City Commission has approved a new budget that includes a small bump in the property tax rate. The budget approved last night also includes new fees for residents who use the city's rec centers, as well as money to hire one full-time firefighter and two more police officers. The Lawrence Times reports the budget passed by a vote of 4-1. An 82-year-old woman was hospitalized after her vehicle hit a train in Osage County, and she then went missing for several hours. KSNT reports the Osage County Sheriff received a 911 call Monday morning saying a train and vehicle had collided. Police found the car, but no driver. Deputies and volunteers searched an area of about 2 or 3 miles and found the woman in a heavily wooded area near the train tracks. She was transported to a Topeka hospital for treatment. She's listed in stable condition. Her identity has not been released. Kansas State University wants to remove the word diversity from its mission statement. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that K-State officials will ask the Board of Regents to modify the university's mission statement at their meeting today. The current mission statement was adopted in 2008. It reads, "The university embraces diversity." The proposed change would remove the word diversity so that the mission statement reads, "The university embraces all." Attendance at this year's Kansas State Fair was down. KAKE reports that just over 300,000 people attended the 2025 edition of the fair. That's down from almost 329,000 last year and 330,000 in 2023. Fair organizers say rainy weather may be the culprit. Well, we might get some rainy weather the next couple days. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. High temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 65 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny, highs tomorrow, a little cooler, around 83 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 65 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Work to be as transparent as possible on this, but it remains unclear if that'll be enough for lawmakers, and Patel will likely have to answer more questions about that today when he heads back to Capitol Hill.
That is NPR political reporter Elena Moore. Elena, thanks.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition coming to you on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. In about 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR in the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, President Trump plans to send the National Guard to Memphis, Tennessee. The state's Republican governor approves, the city's Democratic mayor does not.
I want to be clear, I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
Overall crime has fallen in Memphis this year and now has reached a 25-year low. That story in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, but there's a 30% chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. Highs today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs tomorrow around 83. In Lawrence at the moment, still clear, 65 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 67.
I'm Sean Lay on today's BBC NewsHour. Trumpets for Trump from the British King. But why is the president hidden from view? The meaning of memes in The Killing of Charlie Kirk and the theatre of Pablo Picasso.
The BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from the
Yale Divinity School Center for Public Theology, among many other responsibilities. Reverend Barber, thank you so much for speaking with us once again.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Blessings.
This is NPR News.
President Trump promised to bring monumental change to Washington, but some worry that he's upending entire systems meant to check presidential power to do it.
Our country is built on a separation of powers, a balance of powers.
I'm Elsa Chang. How Trump's campaign of change is disrupting systems meant to check executive power. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can listen to All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Latest forecast from the National Weather Service says mostly sunny skies today, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. High temperatures near 88 degrees. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 7:30.
And when his roommate asked after the killing why Robinson had done it, Robinson texted, quote, "I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out."
Robinson has yet to enter a plea. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansans could see their health insurance costs skyrocket, and some could lose coverage altogether if Congress does not renew a tax credit that expires at the end of the year. More than 22 million Americans rely on the health care tax credit to afford health insurance. 9 in 10 Affordable Care Act enrollees in Kansas take advantage of the credit to lower their insurance premiums. Catherine Hempstead is with the health nonprofit, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says monthly out-of-pocket health insurance costs could spike for those using the public marketplace if the credit is not renewed.
Many will decide that they can't afford to renew their coverage, and then the market is going to become sort of increasingly expensive for the people that stay in it.
Hempstead says Congress could still choose to extend the credit, otherwise costs will begin to rise in January. The Trump administration says it will send an extra $1 billion to Kansas to help fund rural hospitals. That money will come from an increase in Medicaid reimbursements. According to the Kansas Hospital Association, nearly one-third of all births in Kansas and nearly two-thirds of all nursing home residents are funded through Medicaid. Legends, the outlet mall in Kansas City, Kansas, has been sold. The price tag, not a discount, $130 million. The buyer is Tanger Incorporated, a national operator of outlet and open-air shopping centers. The company announced the acquisition yesterday. KMBC reports Legends Outlets will be renamed Tanger Kansas City at Legends. It is the only outlet mall in Kansas. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a $3.1 million fine against Boeing for numerous safety violations. The FAA says that includes hundreds of violations at Wichita's Spirit AeroSystem. That's one of Boeing's chief suppliers. The infractions occurred between September 2023 and February 2024. Boeing has 30 days to respond to the fine. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms beginning after 10 a.m. High temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 65. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 83 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 65 degrees. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this.
And the question is what kind of effects they will have. So say that you do manage to create sufficient deterrence effects around Venezuela. Cocaine trafficking will move on the seas to other parts. It will move to air traffic.
They will continue other ways. Vonda Felbaugh Brown is a senior fellow at Brookings. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead later today, the Mortgage Bankers Association will give us a sense of where mortgage rates are headed right now. We'll also learn whether policymakers at the central bank will cut interest rates. What could all this mean for mortgages and home buying? We'll hear more in about 8 to 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. Highs today near 88 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's nice. Clear sky, 65 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 67. Manhattan, cloudy, 67. Atchison, partly cloudy, and 66. The time is 7:44.
NPR brings you to where
the... And what they say they're trying to do is capture all the work that the park employees have done to explain America's history so that it's not actually erased in this process.
All right, that's NPR national correspondent Frank Langford. Frank, thanks.
Happy to do it, eh?
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inske.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and KPR. Coming up on Classics Live tomorrow night at 7 on KPR, Kyle Wiley-Pickett and the Topeka Symphony focused on film music for their April 2024 concert. You can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more in full symphonic sound. A nostalgic Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony. That again tomorrow evening at 7, only on KPR.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Hey, hey, my, we could see some rain today. Forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., high temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 65 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear 65. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 67. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Obviously, and are more likely to stay on longer.
Including coal plants. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.
We're from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also, kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from the NPR newsroom, latest news from the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
Dodo was a flightless bird that went extinct hundreds of years ago. Colossal Biosciences says company scientists have been able to grow something called primordial germ cells for pigeons for the first time. The company hopes to genetically modify the cells to someday produce a dodo-like creature. The cells could potentially also be used to help save endangered birds. Colossal is trying to bring back versions of several extinct creatures, including the woolly mammoth and saber-toothed tiger. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas hospitals will be able to get more federal money to cover expenses from treating patients enrolled in Medicaid. Noah Taborda reports.
Last year, the Kansas legislature approved an increase to the state provider tax from 3% to 6% at 39 hospitals. This week, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services approved that hike. The change could generate around $1 billion annually for these hospitals, according to Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran's office. Cindy Samuelson is with the Kansas Hospital Association.
Those additional dollars would then support hospitals and providers that take care of Medicaid patients.
While the One Big Beautiful Bill Act capped the tax at 3.5% for Medicaid expansion states, Kansas and other non-expansion states are not subject to the cap. That's key, as many rural Kansas hospitals face closure and others are operating in the red. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Lawrence City Commission has approved a new budget that includes a small bump in the property tax rate. The budget approved last night also includes new fees for residents who use the city's rec centers, as well as money to hire one full-time firefighter and two more police officers. The Lawrence Times reports the budget passed by a vote of 4-1. An 82-year-old woman was hospitalized after her vehicle hit a train in Osage County, and then she went missing for several hours. KSNT reports the Osage County Sheriff received a 911 call Monday morning saying a train and a vehicle had collided. Police found the car, but no driver. Deputies and volunteers searched an area of about 2 or 3 miles and found the woman in a heavily wooded area near the train tracks. She was transported to a Topeka hospital for treatment. She's listed in stable condition. Her identity has not been released. Kansas State University wants to remove the word diversity from its mission statement. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that K-State officials will ask the Board of Regents today to modify the university's mission statement. The current mission statement was adopted in 2008. It reads, "The university embraces diversity." The proposed change would remove the word diversity so that the mission statement reads, "The university embraces all." Attendance at this year's Kansas State Fair was down. KAKE reports that just over 300,000 people attended the 2025 edition of the fair. That's down from almost 329,000 last year and 330,000 in 2023. Fair organizers say rainy weather may be the culprit. Rainy weather could be the culprit today. Forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, but there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. High temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 83. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 67 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Poll also found that a minority, just 31% of American Jews, approve of Israel's military campaign in Gaza over the last 2 years. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care.
Local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead on Morning Edition, China already manufactures about one-third of everything made in the world, and Chinese businesses are increasingly setting up shop in other countries.
The new front is in Thailand, Indonesia, Mongolia, Malaysia, then there's Middle East.
More on this expansion of China's industrial power in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show this morning from 9 till noon with your classical friend Cordelia Brown, two Baroque selections that feature the oboe, two new recordings of Maurice Ravel also this morning, one we just got yesterday from Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic, the other one we recorded this summer at the Sunflower Music Festival. Lots of good stuff. 9 to noon, the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics, Saturday, September 27, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. Highs today near 88. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 65. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 67 degrees. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR.
Oh, at the Hudson Theater on Broadway, you have until January 4th to catch them. Gentlemen, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
This is NPR News.
President Trump promised to bring monumental change to Washington, but some worry that he's upending entire systems meant to check presidential power to do it.
Our country is built on a separation of powers, a balance of powers.
I'm Elsa Chang. How Trump's campaign of change is disrupting systems meant to check executive power. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m. Highs today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows overnight 65. Right now, Lawrence, cloudy 67 degrees. The time is 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports this fourth extension comes as the U.S. and China are nearing a deal for the popular social video app.
An executive order from the White House delayed the deadline for a TikTok ban until mid-December. It came just a day after the U.S. said it had a framework for a deal with China to sell the company to American buyers. Speaking at the White House, Trump said the deal was near.
You know, the kids wanted it so badly. I had parents calling me up. They don't want it for themselves. They want it for their kids. They say, if I don't get it done, they're in big trouble with their kids.
Trump says he expects to finalize the deal with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Friday. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The President and First Lady are in Britain today on a state visit to the UK. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansans could see their health insurance costs skyrocket and some could lose coverage altogether if Congress does not renew a tax credit that expires at the end of the year. More than 22 million Americans rely on the health care tax credit to afford health insurance. 9 in 10 Affordable Care Act enrollees in Kansas take advantage of the credit to lower insurance premiums. Catherine Hempstead is with the health nonprofit, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She says monthly out-of-pocket health insurance costs could spike for those using the public marketplace if the credit is not renewed.
Many will decide that they can't afford to renew their coverage, and then the market is going to become sort of increasingly expensive for the people that stay in it.
Hempstead says Congress could still choose to extend the credit, otherwise costs will begin to rise in January. The Trump administration says it will send an extra $1 billion to Kansas to help fund rural hospitals. That money will come from an increase in Medicaid reimbursements. According to the Kansas Hospital Association, nearly one-third of all births in Kansas and nearly two-thirds of all nursing home residents are funded through Medicaid. Legends, the outlet mall in Kansas City, Kansas, has been sold. The price tag, $130 million. The buyer is Tanger Incorporated, a national operator of outlet and open-air shopping centers. The company announced the acquisition yesterday. KMBC reports Legends Outlets will now be known as Tanger Kansas City at Legends. It's the only outlet mall in Kansas. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a $3.1 million fine against Boeing for numerous safety violations. The FAA says that includes hundreds of violations at Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems, one of Boeing's chief suppliers. The infractions occurred between September 2023 and February 2024. Boeing has 30 days to respond to the proposed fine. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this morning and into this afternoon. High temperatures today near 88 degrees. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, highs tomorrow, a little cooler, around 83 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still ahead on Morning Edition, 2 weeks before a potential government shutdown, House Republicans unveiled legislation to fund the government through November 21st. Included in that proposal, $30 million for additional security for members of Congress. We'll hear more about that in about 10 minutes.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Looks like we could see some precipitation next day or two. National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected after 10 a.m. Highs today near 88 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. Lows overnight around 65 degrees. Tomorrow, there's a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny tomorrow with a high, a little cooler, 83. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 67 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 67 as well. It's 8:44.
I'm Layla Faudel, a bit behind on the news.
And co-opted by the anti-vaccine group.
Henderson has her own fear that vaccine rates will have to get worse before they get better. Katie Riddle, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde the Musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law. Running September 12th to 14th and 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 Lawrence. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today on KPR, a Belgian tone poem that is sure to astound you called The Myth of Spring. Also here, a Cramer Quartet and a light-hearted comic symphony. It's all coming up on Classical Music, the Classical Afternoon Show, from noon to 3. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Royals lost last night, got beat by the Mariners at the K, 12-5. Game 2 of that series is tonight, game time 6:40. Might want to take an umbrella if you go to the game, or at least a poncho or something. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 88. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tomorrow, Thursday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs around 83 degrees. A good chance we'll see rain in the next 24 to 36 hours. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 71. Manhattan reporting rain, 69 degrees. Junction City rain and 69 as well. It's 9 minutes before 9.
And at the University of Texas. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to please play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up right after the news from NPR on KPR2 coming up. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures this afternoon, near 88 degrees. Tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 65. Right now in Manhattan, some rain, 69 degrees. Junction City, rain in 69. Lawrence is cloudy and 71 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from